At the end of the day yesterday, we learned Rav and Shmuel. So, again, we have a Rishon Rabbi Kiva. Rishon Rabbi Kiva holds that you have a chazaka in either 18 months or 14 months. Rabbanan say you need 3 years. So Rav and Shmuel had different Rishonos in the Kavana of the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Gemara asks, what's the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel? My benayu, Om Rabbaya Dekel Nara Ike benayu. Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina Rav and Shmuel? So Rabbaya says, Dekel Nara. So we have here a tremendous machlaikis in Pshad and the Gemara. Machlaikis that has a tremendous nafkamina. The Rashbam brings 3 pshatim, which are really 3 taichin, but 2 basic pshatim. The first shot that the Rashbam brings is that Rav and Shmuel argue if a chazaka is 3 years or 3 achilas. That says that Rav holds it 3 years, the way we're learning the entire Zman. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. And that Shmuel holds that you need 3 achilas. 3 achilas is enough. So, the nafkamina will be in a case of a dekel nara, which is a tree that whatever it has, but it doesn't need full years for the achila. This is the pshat according to the Rashbam. Now, the pshat is very shver. The Rosh asks that the pshat wise it fits well to the Gemara, but the Rosh is that if that's true, so why don't you just say ike beinayu shanim mikutais? If you need miyayim liyayim, Rav holds you need miyayim liyayim, you need 3 years exactly from day to day, and Shmuel holds that you don't need miyayim liyayim, you only need 3 years of achila, however long that is. And that's a shverikite like the Rashbam that's very hard to answer. Because to say Mukutai Sikabinayu would be the way a normal person would talk. If they're arguing, one of them holds you need Achilah, one of them holds you need Shanim, just to say so. This is the problem with the Rashbam's Pshat. It's for this reason that the Rosh comes on the Pshat of Rav Hananel or Rav Haigoin that argues. FOPK, let's learn the Rashbam. Even though we have a kasha, but the Rashbam's pshat, all the older Rishayim do bring, the Ramban, the Ritva, they do bring the Rashbam's pshat. So let's understand the pshat of the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, Rav, we have now 3 shitas. We have Rishon Rabbi Akiva will count as one, even though Rishon Rabbi Akiva argue, but they're very similar. Shmuel Rabbi Akiva is one shita that holds you need 3 achilas. Rav is the other extreme. Rav holds you need 3 shanim. You need 3 full years, day to day, without question. And Shmuel is in between. Shmuel holds also 3 achilas, but he doesn't. Shmuel is explaining the Rabbana, not explaining the Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel is explaining the Rabbana that you need 3 achilas. Question is, what's the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Shmuel Rabbi Akiva? Shmuel Rabbi Akiva hold they need 3 achilas. Shmuel like the Rabbanan holds you need 3 achilas. So what exactly is the machlokes between Shmuel according to the Rabbanan and Shmuel Rabbi Akiva? Everyone says you need 3 achilas. So where do they argue? So this Nakuda in Pshat needs a Hesber. In the Shita Mukubetzes it says, and then Mustamas Pasha Pshat, he asks his Kasha. So he says that according to Shmuel, you have to plant the normal peri that's grown, what we call Achila Chashuva. Rabbi Kiva Rishmael say you only need one achila chashuva, the middle year. And Shmuel says you need achila chashuva all 3 years. That's the machlokes. Shmuel is in achila chashuva all 3 years. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva say no, the 2 out of years could be less chashuva achila, either shachas or yirakis or sayer mishibel shuol. That's the machlokes. So Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe, has an interesting way of looking at it. If Taka wants to make a geder to the machlokes, so the Dibros Moshe, Simon Chav Ches, Anav Gimel, he suggests the following. You know, there's always a new way to look at things. So even though we're talking about Cheska Simon Shem all year, Rav Moshe gives it a new kinech. He says that the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you could learn, you need that Mazik should get payrus of 3 years. Phrase it in a positive way. That you need the Mazik should have payrus Gimel Shanim. And then there's a time in middle of Micha. If the Mazik gets payrus of 3 years, why don't you say anything? Or you could learn that the Marikama loses Paris of 3 years. The Marikama taken away from him in Achilas Paris of Gimel Shana. That's when he has to make a Mechah. It sounds the same. It's come out the same, but there's a difference. If you hold the Mazik needs to eat Paris for 3 years, so then whatever he plants is good, as long as he has Paris for 3 years. If he eats Paris for 3 years, so then it's an Achilas. If you hold that the Marikama has to lose Paris for 3 years, that's Shmuel Shita. Shmuel is saying that he makes a machah when you take away his achila for 3 years. Now, you might plant Irakis, you might plant Sairim, but he doesn't plant Sairim. You have to take 3 years that he normally eats Paris and take that from him. So it's not totally what you planned. It's totally what he would have planted. Since he's not planting anyway. He's not here. But you're taking away the achila that he would have had for 3 years. Then he should have made a machah. So if his achila in 3 years is to plant tavua, which takes a whole year. So if you're going to plant your rakus or sairim, it's no good. So it comes out that the chiddush of Shmuel is the following. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva hold, as long as you get an achila of 3 years, it's enough to have a chazaka. Shmuel says that's not enough. You can't go and do any achila you want for 3 years and get a chazaka that way. No way. Okay, that's nothing. What you have to do is take away the Bailam's achila. Take away from the Bailam what he would normally eat in 3 years. Whatever he would normally eat in 3 years, when you take that away, he has to make a machah. So if you're going to eat your rakis, you're going to be there 18 months or so, 14 months, that's not enough. Because he would not have three payers in that time. Since he wouldn't have three payers in that time, you're not taking anything away from him. You're not taking anything, but you're not taking 3 years away from him. So it's like, sure, you have to take away his 3 years of payers. This is the way Rav Moshe, B'derech Efshir, but this is the way he's magdir the machlokes here. We mentioned, well, at the beginning of the year, that you could understand the macha for two reasons. Either I make a macha because I'm losing money. Someone's in my house, he's not paying rent, someone's in my field, and he's eating my tefillah. Either I make a machah because I'm losing money, or I make a machah because it's a chutzpah, someone's in my field. Those are the two ways we understand why a person makes a machah. Either the chutzpah is in my field, or because he's taking my payers. Those two mahalchim and Rav Moshe's two are really the same. Why do I make a machah? I make a machah because you're getting payers, or I make a machah because I'm losing payers. Yehol ha-megimacha, because you're getting peiris, chutzpah, you're in the field. So it's not dafka bar. What do I care what you're getting? You're getting your ruckus. I make a mecha. That's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. If I make a mecha because it, I should be the one getting it, then it's totally in what I what I'm losing. L'chayre, the two drachim shtim with those two drachim, and we're learning it now into this sugya that that's the that's what we're talking about here. Yesterday at the end of Shir, I mentioned to you the Nebuki Yosef. That if someone builds a house on my empty lot, I have an empty lot. If someone builds a house, he's building for 3 years. He's building the way normal people build. He's putting up a house. But it's taking him 3 years to do it. Nebuki Yosef said that that depends on the machlokes if Nir is a chazaka or not. Just like Nir, the owner says, "Kol shiva shiva the karvan ayilba," I don't care if you prove my field. Same thing, if someone builds a house on my lot, if your whole Nir is not a chazaka, what do I care if he's building a lot in my field? So we paskin Nir might have a chazaka, so we paskin, if someone builds a house in my lot, I don't have to make a mecha. This psak is very difficult to swallow. Very hard to understand. Someone's building a house in my lot, I don't have to make a mecha. I have a lot. Someone's building a house, I don't have to say anything. It's a strange shita. Very strange shita. Very, very hard to explain. I couldn't explain to someone. That two people come to the Torah, he says, I'm building a house 3 years, he didn't say anything. I would answer, okay, it's normal for him not to say anything. What does he care? You're benefiting him. It's a very hard shita to explain. And yet we paskin that way. We paskin that it's not a chazaka. It could be, if we go, like Ramesh is saying, we neman that there are two types, the way we're explaining Ramesh, there are two types of macha. One macha is chutzpah, what are you doing in my field? Now that macha, I agree, anybody who builds in your house, you're going to make such a macha. Zicha. But that's not the macha of Chesed Sabbat. If we learn that the macha of this parent is the second type of macha, the macha that Ramesh learns into Shmuel, that you're eating my peiris, you're getting what I should benefit. That's the type of macha which makes Cheskes Gimel Shana. A macha that you're having what I should be having. Now, taka kaina, why didn't I make a macha, the chutzpah? You're building a field in a house in my field? In my lot? Taka kaina, why didn't I make such a macha? But that doesn't make chazakas. Chazaka comes when the mecha is a mecha on the achilas ha-peiris. You're eating peiris that I should have had. That type of mecha is the mecha that we're talking about. So this hagdara, what?
There's no peiris?
And since there's no peiris, he's building. If he lives there, the Sma said, even if he lives there one day, he built 3 years, lives there with the end of the 3 years, it's a chazaka. But if the whole 3 years he just built, he didn't have any hagdara. So taka kasha, why don't I make a mecha? It's a chutzpah, it's a kasha. But that doesn't make Cheskes Gimel Shana. Cheskes Gimel Shana means someone benefits from what I have. So this is a Ramesh's Hagdara here in the Gemara. Halacha, there are many people who could learn whole Cheskes Habatim, and myself included, and could be surprised at the end of the day that to look at the Shulchan Aruch and see that even though we have Kashas under Rajban and everything, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskin, you can have a Chazaka in less than 3 years on a field. If it's three Peiris, like Shmuel, the way the Rashbam explained, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have a Chazaka in 3 crop years. You don't need 36 months, 3 years of crop. A house needs 36 months. A house is a Peiris Tadir every day. A store, Merchitz, you need 36 months. A field, the Mechaber Taka Paskins, like the Rashbam's Pshat and Shmuel, that you need three achila chashuvas. And the winter, when nobody does anything in the field anyway, so that doesn't count. It's less than 36 months. The Ramah argues, the Ramah paskins, not like Shmuel, at least not like the Rosh Bounce Strad and Shmuel. We really have a cloud of Luchas like a Shmuel, but Mamayne. Generally, you do pass like Shmuel. But the Ramah doesn't paskin, the Ramah paskins that you need Shoy Shanim Yem Liyam, which is like the Rosh according to Shmuel. So this is the Pshat and the Sugya. The Pshat, the two Pshatim Hastis, the Rosh Bounce Strad and the Ben Chananel's Pshat. Ben Chanano has a different pshat in Peres Dekel, in Dekel Nara. His pshat is it's unique to Dekel Nara, some type of a unique mitzvah, that the Peres fall off the tree. And because the Peres fall off the tree, so therefore it's not a chazaka, you have to be able to cut the Peres off the tree. That's what Ben Chanano's pshat. Truth is, Rabbeinu Chananel needs a hesber anyway. Because what's a metzias like Rabbeinu Chananel? The peiros fall off the tree. When a young dekel, the peiros just fall off. That's what he says. And what did this person do? He went, I guess he picked it off the ground, and he took it home. So we're saying that that's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if that's a chazak. It should l'chayre depend on whatever is normal. Why do normal owners do by a dekel nara? Do normal owners take the trees from the pears from the floor and take them home and sell them? Then it should be a chazak. If normal owners don't take it off the floor and sell them, then it shouldn't be a chazak. So it's very hard. Rav Chananel's pshat is also very hard. It doesn't. It touches the taich dekel nara fits in nicely, but pshat is very, very hard. So the Ritva says, the Pshat, that Avada, the owners do pick it up from the floor. They do. But they're not so makbid if other people steal it, because it's a very small profit anyway. You plant the Dekel Nara for when it will be fully grown, you'll have good payers. So the Dekel Nara is in between. It is normal for owners to take it. That's why, like Rav, it's a good chazaka. The other hand, they're not so makbid on people who take it because it's not a very profitable thing. So that's the pshat in Shmuel holds it's not a chazak. So the lumdus it's hard to see, but okay, that's how the Ritva explains the mitzvah. Now there's a side inyan here, which is. The Tosfos here, my benayu, is the kasha tuva ike benayu, which is really the Rosh's kasha on the Rashbam. The Hasidim want to say my benayu dekel nara ike benayu. There are many nafkaminas. There's a Tosfos on the Heyamid Bay, the Heyamid Aleph, Heyamid Bays. Taisus there says, "Bekama mekayma is yochel limtzay ike benayo tuva, ve'ina chayshish loymer ela davar echad eshnayim." In Shas, when it says "my benayo, ike benayo," do we understand that the ike benayo is an exhaustive list of nafkaminas between them, or do we understand this is one ike benayo? There are many ike benayos. How do you understand every time you learn a sugya, you have all the shas ike benayu? Tosfos on Hamid Bey says this klal that ike benayu is lav dafka. There could be more nafkaminas between them. The Gemara didn't bother to say it. And ike benayu tuva ike. Our Tosfos, though, and certainly the Rosh, says no, my benayu is dafka. Taisus says in Taima tuvi ike benayu. Taisus says akasha. Taisus says the answer to that case is different. This is a machlokes Taisus in all over Shas. Taisus generally says like us. Taisus shita usually is when it says ike benayu, it's dafka. It says ike benayu, it's akasha. Why didn't it say something else? There are a few Taisis in Taisis here and Daf Hey, and there's a Taisim Sach and Daf Chav Gimel that say that you can't make such a diyuk in Shas. The Tan is not a Ati Kiruchla, he's a person has to list all the things, all the Nafkaminas. So that it's unclear La Halacha had a Neman on Ika Benayus. If Ika Benayus is a Dafka, Ika Benayus is a Lav Dafka. And it's funny, but there's one sugya in Shas where this becomes a tremendous machlaikis in halacha l'maisa. That's a sugya in Yevamis. There's a sugya in Yevamis of katlanis. What's a katlanis? So I think you all know that a woman who's widowed twice, or some say three times, machlaikis, the Gemara is talking twice or three times, she's not allowed to remarry. A katlanis can't marry again. We passed in twice. If a woman's a widow two times, so she can't remarry. What's the reason? Why can't a katlanis remarry? Anybody know? Why can't it? What? Why should I think it'll be bad for the next one? So Gemara is two as bad. The Gemara says either mazla garam. She has a mazel to be an almana. So mazla garim. Well, the Gemara is the second pshat, mayana garim. Mayana garim means that she has some type of a communicable disease that b'shat tashmish, she causes the husband to catch it, and that's why he died. So the Gemara has two pshatim. Gemara says either mazla garim or mayana garim. Gemara says, my benayu. That's a difference. If the reason is mazla garam or mayana garam. So the Gemara says two nafkaminas. Gemara says one nafkamina, if the husband died from falling off a roof. He didn't die. It wasn't mayana garam. He didn't die from the disease. He fell off a roof, or a chayara killed him. If you hold mazla garim, so that's a katlanis, because she has had mazla, her husband died. If you hold mayana garim, so that's not a katlanis, because there wasn't mayana, that was garim. He died because he fell off a roof. It's one nafkamina. The Gemara has a second nafkamina. If the erisin he died, if he did erisin, but there was never tashmish. He died after Erisin, that's the second Afkamina. The Gemara says, if you hold Mayana Garim, so she's not a Katlanis. If you hold Mazla Garim, then she is a Katlanis. The Shetan Gemara. There are a few cases of Katlanis. You understand, when Katlanis happens, it's a tragedy. It's a woman who can't, who lives in Aguna. There are a few cases of katlanis which are a big tumul in the Paiskin, in the Achrayim. One is the Neid of Yehuda. Neid of Yehuda says, what taich mazlo garim? What is it? She has a mazel to be an almana. He brings from the Rosh. Mazlo garim, and she has a mazel to be poor. She has a mazel to be poor. That it has to do with Ani Ayashir. That before a person is born, they call out Ani Ayashir. Her mazel is to be an Ani. And that's why her husband's died. Time of the Gemara, women didn't have careers. The husband died, the woman was poor. So, maybe Yehuda says, in Taich mazel garim is Taich that poverty. My nafkamina says if you have a woman who's independently wealthy, she has money. She has a lot of money. She yarshin money. Her father died. She had no brothers, and she yarshin money. So she has money. So after the night of Yehuda, so there's no din of there's no din katlanis, because since she's somebody who has money, so there's no problem. With katlanis. That's the Navy who this says. The Chida is matviya on this psak. This psak that mazla garim doesn't apply if she has money. It's a tremendous cooler than Ida Yehuda, but it's a nafkemina between the two reasons in the Gemara. The Gemara says either mazla garim or mayana garim. Now, obviously, if she has money, it can help for mazla garim. It's not going to help for mayana garim. It's a nafkemina between them. And the Gemara doesn't say Ikebinai. Gemara doesn't say this nafkamina between them. Since the Gemara does not say this nafkamina between them, therefore, it can't be true. Because the Gemara says Ikebinai. And when the Gemara says Ikebinai, it's covering all the Ikebinai.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the Gemara say this Ikebinai if she has money?
But this is not Ikebinai. What is it? This is Mazel Garim. Maybe
you're
saying what
Mazel Garim
means.
And if he fell off a roof, it's not, this is Pshat Mayana Garim.
No, that's like an Afkamina.
That would be an Afkamina,
which we get
in the Bible. So why isn't this an Afkamina? That's Pshat Mazel Garim.
You're saying
that
when
you're
more
than
Mazel Garim, what
does
the
Gemara
say
Mazel
Garim mean? Does it mean? Does
that
mean Afkamina if the
person is well known? That's not an Afkamina. But doesn't it come out in Afkamina? Doesn't it work out that if you hold the reason of Mazel Garim, then she could remarry? If you hold the reason of my other
garden, you shouldn't have the Gemara, but when learning up the Gemara, that's Pshat in the Gemara. And then the other Nafir, Nafir in the Pshat, Nafir in the Pshat itself.
It's the same thing. Mayana Gar means that the disease was transferred Bishas Tashmish. And if there was no Tashmish, so Mela, it's not the Katlanis. Just like Mazel Gar means if you have money, if there's no money, Mela, you're not a Katlanis. Mayana Gar means it was Tashmish, and without Tashmish, so Mela, it is not. That's the same thing. This is the Chidah's kasha. He argues that the Yehuda Grada, I would have an Eitzah like the Night of Yehuda. Any woman who's a Katlanis, she wants to remarry. So let's say she's not rich. So what do you do now? So the Eitzah would seem to be to take out an insurance policy on the husband's life. No? If you learn Mazel Garim means the husband's going to die, so she should be poor. So if you take out $1 million insurance policy on the husband's life, so then you're defeating the problem of katlanis. If he dies, she'll get rich. So,
huh?
What?
Still be lost.
Insurance policies could also be lost. Maybe in this case, she has a lot of money. She could also lose it. It's going to be there chateva. The past can be based on the way it goes normally. What would happen if you have a woman who's divorced twice, and each time her husband did have $1 million policy? So now she's rich. They say Mazel Garim to be rich. Very strange. Anyway, this is the Night of Yehuda. The Chidah's Kashas and the Chidah's the Sefer Chaim Shaul, his name was Tshuva Sefer. He argues in Night of Yehuda. This is Tori. Night of Yehuda holds Ikka B'Nayah's Lav Dafka. And the Chaim Shaul obviously holds Ikka B'Nayah was Dafka. Chayretz was Tori. What's strange is there's a second Nafkamina. There are more than two, but there's a second Nafkamina. There's a Shaila. You know, by Bris Milah, there's a similar din. If two brothers died in Bris Milah, we don't do a third Milah. Why not? So there, with Chayshish, that is a genetic blood disease. There, the halacha is, if you have two sisters, and each one has a son that dies Machmas Milah, that's also like Mesuach of Machmas Milah. Because since genetics go with sisters too, so if two sisters have a child, and the child is dies Machmas Milah, a third sister can't do a Milah on the child. The Shaila is, what about Katlanis? What happens if two sisters become widows? Should we say, just like for this Milah, by Mesuecha Machas Mila. We say if you have two sisters, it's also considered a genetic problem. So by Kaflonis, if you have two sisters, it should also be a genetic problem. So this Shaila is in the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef in Eben Ezer has the Shaila. He says, 1 minute, that's Tali, if you hold Mayana Garam or Mazla Garam. If you hold Mayana Garam, then it's Taka Katlanis. But if you hold Mazla Garam, Mazla Garam has nothing to do with two sisters. Those two sisters don't have the same mazel. They have the same genetics. They don't have the same mazel. If you hold Mazla Garam, then it's okay. And since we passed in Mazla Garam, so therefore, the Birkei Yosef is make. What's fair on this Birkei Yosef? What? What?
Why, if these women have this genetic disease, then this is a type of disease which goes to the husband.
So you're arguing on the genetics of it. You're saying genetically it could be a nafkamina. Okay. I mean a different shverakai. The Birkei Yosef is mekel because of this cheshbon. Right? Sounds like Nei Yehuda. Nei Yehuda was all did exactly the same thing. Nei Yehuda said an afkamina between them, and we passed the Mazla Garam, so therefore he's mekel. The Chida argued on the Nei Yehuda. Chida holds Yikab Benayim was dafka. You can't make up new afkaminas. The problem is that the Birkei Yosef is also written by the Chida. Okay? Chida wrote a lot of svarim, and the Birkei Yosef was written also by the Chida. Not also, Birkei Yosef is his main sefer. The Chida wrote the Birkei Yosef. So I don't. It seems to me to be a steer in the Chida. On the night of Yehuda, Nevi Yehuda says an afkamina between Mazal Garim and Mayana Garim. The Chida says, "What do you mean? Ikabena was dafka." And then the Chida himself, when it comes to this shayla of the two sisters, he himself says something that's enough to mean the two reasons. And he paskins taka, he could be mekel, that mazlo garam. So I have a problem that unless he has harata, I change his mind, I don't know. But it seems to me to be a stira, the two Chidas. And this is all totally, I mentioned this as an example, some could give a day's worth of examples. But the machlekes, the palitaisis, if Ika Benayu was Dafka or Ika Benayu was Lav Dafka, I would suggest a Pshara. I would suggest when is Ika Benayu, my Benayu Dafka, when is the Lav Dafka? If you could figure out some twisted case of Benayu, so you can't tie in that the Gemara should have said it. You'll figure out after some other far fetched case. So you can't have a taina the Gemara should have said this Ika Benayu. When do we say Ika Benayu is dafka? Is maybe if it's missing a klali sticker case, like mekutais. Rashi asks, it should have said mekutais. That's a general case. Taisus asks, every shalish betzurais shtei shanim saif shana mistrila shana. Maybe if you're coming up with a twisted Kiddush, a case, a bright person can always figure out more nafkaminas. So that's not a kasha, that didn't say kibinayim. But if it's a klolius to kibinayim, so then Taisus is right, then the Gemara should have said it. This is what I would think of his svarim. Shiyav, Shemishna. Okay, let's begin the next piece of Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel, Nishmal Rabbanan. Hayolai Shleishu Ilanais, Mimata Asara Labesar. Achal Asara Bishanazu, Ashara Bishanazu, Ashara Bishanazu, Harizu Chazak. Okay, let's follow the case. What's the Gemara say?
A man has 30 ilanais in a large field. The field is 3 base size large, very big field. And you have 30 trees spread out in a normal way. Taisa says that 10 in a base size we're considering normal. It's spread out 10, 10, and 10, 30 in a base size. So you would think to get a chazaka, you have to eat all 30 trees, the pears of all 30 trees every single year for 3 years. Zakta Gemara Chiddush. Midi Rabbi Shmuel Nishmal Rabbanan. Let's see. Rabbi Shmuel, this is not going into Rabbi Shmuel of the previous sugya. It's going into Rabbi Shmuel, the end of the Mishnah. Bishmal said if you have a field with 3 different types of trees, you could get a chazaka in 1 year. If you get a chazaka, you take the grapes in this grape season, you take the olives in the olive season, you take the dates in the date season. So he held, Rabbi Shmuel held, you can get a chazaka in 1 year. He held that you can get a chazaka in 1 year. Kanas tvuasai masik seisav kanas es kitzai. Harielu gimel shan. What was the case in the Mishnah? They were mixed in the same field. That's what it means. They were mixed or there were 3 different sections. There are 3 sections, it's not shy of the whole Mishnah. How do you learn the Mishnah? They were mixed. Three different sections. They're mixed. The guy's it's a flagon of fellow. He planted. Normal people don't plant that way. You don't plant grapes, olives, grapes, olives, grapes, olives, right? Normally you plant grapes in one section, olives in another section. So that's what it means. It's mixed. It's mixed. Otherwise, the Chayyim Mishnah doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. If you had it in 3 different areas. If you had it in 3 different areas, if you had a field, and it was, one area was olives, one area was grapes, and one area was dates, would that be a chazaka? I think that wouldn't be a chazaka, right? So you did one section, you get it, that's 1 year on that section. Another section is the other section. Each of the 3 sections are separate sections. L'chayra, no? No? I think it means that it's mixed, that they have... Otherwise, the dimity to this Gemara is a problem.
That's so, doesn't the Gemara bring down... Doesn't the Gemara bring down, like, one man that was packing the same food every time?
Like, well, the Mishnah says, Udim Rabbi Shmuel, they say, the Chacham don't hold that way. The Chacham hold you need 3 years.
It's arguing one field. Well,
there's got to be one. So you're agreeing? There has to be one field. Right, so there has to be one field where they're all mixed somehow. So Gemara here is going to say the same thing like Rabbi Shmuel. Just Rabbi Shmuel holds you can do it in 1 year. See, all you need 3 achilas, not 3 years. The Rabbanon holds you need 3 years. And the Rabbi Shmuel mishvul the Rabbah. Is this a chiddush of Abaye's memory? You need me to Rishon Lishvul Rabbanon. It wants to be chiddush. I have 30 trees mixed in a field, or spread out over a field. And I'm eating every year whichever trees give peiris, those are the peiris I eat. I'm not leaving over any peiris. Gemara says it's talking that you took from all the peiris, all the trees that gave peiris. Is this a chiddush that Shloshim Ilanos Asar Labesa is good? Is it a chiddush? I ate whatever the Bible normally eat. What do I need with your shmuel? What? Yeah, but over 3 years I ate all the pears that come from this field. Was spread out over 3 calendar years. 1 year I ate 10, because it was only 10 that gave Paris. Next year I ate 10, because those were the only 10 that get favors. Next year I ate 10, because those are the only 10, right? Sar b'shan ezua, sar b'shan ezua, sar b'shan ezu. Harizu chazaka. And I would guess, I'm not sure if this is correct, that light rav, this is zero chiddush. 3 years, I ate whatever payers came from this field. Sometimes you have a good year, sometimes you have a bad year. I ate whatever payers came. Gemara said, apikur v'ayel kur is not a chazak. If you ate a tiny amount, it's nothing. There's no profit. But here there was profit. I would guess that light rav, this is not a chiddush. Like Shmuel said, it's Gimel Achilas, not Gimel Shanim. So the Gemara just said that like Shmuel, it's Gimel Achilas. Shmuel, I thought I would have it sad to say, Gimel Achilas, so I should need to eat all 30 trees 3 times. You know why I'm saying this? Why am I saying this? And first of all, I think it's a good teretz. But it bothered me when I read the Rashbam. Rashbam said, this Gemara is going like Shmuel, I'll leave it to Rabbanim. What does Rishbam want? The Gemara says, you say, this Gemara is going like the Rabbanim. He's saying, it's going like Shmuel, I'll leave it to Rabbanim. You should have said, it's going like the Rabbanim. Very, very strange that he sticks in Shmuel's name. Kida'am Rabbi Yudam Shmuel Le'el. Mishmuel Le'Rabbanim, the Pligyalei. How do I know Rabbanim argue? Kida'am Rabbi Yudam Shmuel Le'el, Yeshkayach. What's after Rabbi Yudam Shmuel? Of course, Rabbanim argue Rabbi Shmuel. It's a very nice deal. Rishbam is saying that this is true Silei Rav and Silei Shmuel. But Silei Rav, it's not a Chiddush. Because Silei Rav, it's 3 years. So of course, whatever payers came in the 3 years, that's what you do. Like Shmuel, however, it's not so. According to Shmuel, it's 3 achilas. It says, Ishtar Ketzad, that 3 achilas means 3 achilas. 30 trees times 3. So Kamash Malan, no, this is not an Ika Benayu, this is Laka Benayu, they both agree, Shmuel and Ravel both hold that it's a good chazak, even though you did 10 trees 1 year, 10 trees a second year, 10 trees a third year. That's a chmiyad. Okay. Now.
If I have to be able to build and I count on it, you
can
say, well,
you
didn't
eat
it. I feel that out. I ate no woolen
pears,
taking out 3 years.
Yeah, but by Dekel Nara, I also ate the normal pears for 3 years. And yet, it's according to Shmuel, it's not a good chazaka. According to, it depends which of the pshatim in Shmuel, right? The Ben Chanan says it's not a good chazaka. I think with Ben Chanan the Rosh, they say when the peiros fall off, Dekel Nara, it's not a good chazaka like Shmuel, right? Because even though Bailam eat this way, but it's not the optimum. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. I'm not trying to say Shmuel argues. Chiddush it is. Okay, this Gemara, there are two mahalchim in understanding it, and the Mistam de Rishayin and Machlokes Rishayin is talking in two mahalchim. And let's share with you the two mahalchim, and tomorrow we'll learn Taisvis and we'll see that Mistama Taisvis is talking in the two mahalchim. When you have a field with trees, and you're ma'asik in the trees, the pshat is, you can learn two ways. You can learn, I'm getting a chazaka in the trees. Since the karka is a tuffel to the trees, so mamela I get the karka with it. You can learn the chazaka is in the ilanas, is in the trees. Or you could learn that the chazaka is in the karka. There's no chazaka in trees. Chazaka is in the field. How does one go about getting a chazaka in a field? The way you go about doing it is by having enough in the field, which in the case of a sadeh, is trees. See, here you could learn it's a chazaka in the trees, you can learn it's a chazaka in the karka. Now, either way, you get both. We'll have nafkaminis. But in the lomdis, what's the lomdis? You're being masik in the tree, you're being masik in the field. I'll tell you why. There's a question here as follows. I have a field with 30 trees, and I'm eating peiros of 10 trees year 1, 10 trees year 2, 10 trees year 3. That's the Gemara Sechet Zavai. Do you think each year it was 10 totally different trees? Is that the case? How do you learn the Gemara? You have 30 different trees on the field. You ate 10 every year. The same 10, different 10. Oh, what's pshat in the Gemara? In the 10s. Now, how do you understand it? It has to be a different 10 each year. So the whole case, a funny kind of case. This person has a field that's like a Nevi'istic field. Punct 110 gave Paris 1 year. A different 10 gave Paris the second year. The third 10 gave Paris the third year. A Paris that gave the first year didn't give. It could be a bias to such a case. No, the Gemara says it means that you ate all the Paris. The Gemara says the Paris. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says that Hani Mili had to lay a piku. It means the other 20 didn't give out Paris. If it gave Paris, he didn't eat. The Gemara says, I have a chazaka. So it's talking that one 10 gave, another 10 gave, a different 10 gave. So three totally different 10 trees. So it's the Baya saying something that will never happen, but the Rav Chedemils, like the Torah Lahadir, is telling it to us. That's what it sounds like. What do you think the deal would be? I have a field of 30 trees. And 10 of them are good trees, and 20 of them are not good. The same 10 give every year for 3 years. I don't get a chazak in the field. I have a field of 30 trees. 20 are lousy trees, and 10 are good trees. The other 20, I haven't cut them down yet. I hope they'll get better. Maybe they'll get bigger. I think it's common in a field that you have some trees that don't give pears. So better trees and worse trees. The same 10 trees spread out in the field, I have 3 years in a row. Would that be a chazaka later by you? Huh? It is a good chazaka.
It's not memalable and worse. It doesn't do any worse than not having it at all. If those trees would not be there, the other 20 wouldn't be there. I'd have a chazaka in the whole character also.
So you're saying the 10 here could be the same 10 every year?
The case of the Gemara is definitely not the same
10. Well, how do you say that in the Gemara?
Because it's being a Raya from Bishmol. The whole Raya is saying is that the fact in the Mishnah there are three different crowds, three different vines.
So why is that not a Raya to this case? He talked in 1 year, it had to be three different. How else do you have it in 1 year? But his side was that you don't have to use all, you have to have Eachila to count. You don't have to have all the Achilas, you have an Achila. So you also have an Achila. In Rishol's case, you don't have a choice. L'chayra, this should be totally in what we're saying. You're being mazik in the field, or you're being mazik in the trees, by a Sadeim. If you're being mazik in the field, then you're 100% right. What's the difference which 10? Every year I ate the field, whatever I'm eating in the field. If you learn that by Steha Elon, you're being mazik in the trees, and just the karka is a tuffle to the tree, so it goes with it. So then it's takam mistavi, you should need all 30 trees. You want to be mazik in all 30. How does Sade Elon work? You're being mazik in the field or in the trees? So this shaila is in the Pnei Shloimei here. So for tomorrow, I'd like you to please look at it, be prepared. The Pnei Shloimei on this Gemara. And the Taisus, the Ikka, the first Taisus, Mimata Yudl Beisar. The second Taisus, Mimata, most of the Taisus has to do with the sites of Hegdish, the comparison to Hegdish. But this Taisus, and Yisrael Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to get Klar it's going to be, the thing is, it's going to be very confusing how to if you hold your bimazik in the trees and not in the karka, how that plays itself out to other types of chazakas. When you say it's a chazak in the field, yirak is obviously a chazak in the field, nothing left. When you say it's a chazak in the field or in the chatzar, and when you say it's a chazak in the tree. Okay, so that we leave in this area.